It sounds like you've had an adventure with cars too. That sounds like a lot of fun work. I'm with you. There's gonna come a point in life when I'm not gonna want to turn bolts anymore. I'm halfway there. I'm not all the way there. There's a part of me that still enjoys it. Although where I stand on all this stuff is I want to turn the bolts because I want to turn them, not because I have to turn them. So when something goes terribly wrong, where I have to do a whole lot more work than what I intended to, like my vehicle burning up, it gets to me a little bit. Now, with that vehicle that burnt, I would look at it pretty much every day for a week, trying to get myself, like, I was very upset when it burned, and I'd look at it, and I was like, it'll be okay. I was too upset to work on it then, but I was like, I'll come to a point where I'll just accept the reality for what it is, and I was focused on trying to get there. So I didn't work on it for about a week at all. I'd look at it, but I wouldn't touch anything inside, and I just waited for my attitude about it to calm down. Now I'm calm enough I can go ahead and work on it and not be upset. But it took me a while because of all the work I put into that thing that felt like, oh man, really? And it helps too that now I have another one that I can drive. Anyway, two short little truck driving stories for you. Stuff that tested my patience recently. I was on 153 the other day. I was in Powdersville headed towards Easley, and the car turned right on red in front of me while I had the green light. And I was moving forward through the intersection. And he drove about 100 feet and came to a stop, a dead stop. And I was cruising on down the road, so I had to come to a dead stop too. Then he started speeding up. He got up to about 30 miles an hour and did it again. He came to a dead stop trying to brake check me. Finally, I laid on the horn. As soon as I laid on the horn, he took off very, very quickly and removed himself from the road and went through a parking lot and left. I think he was trying to brake check me. I'm like 99.9% certain that's exactly what was going on, but he didn't want any witnesses. So as soon as I lit that horn up, then that brought too much attention to him, so he left the scene immediately. I didn't hit him, but boy, if I had been loaded, it could have been a different story. I did not expect it to get brake checked. I'm going to let the mic up for a second. That I had was I was oversized, overweight, permitted. I was legal. Right around the interstate legal limit of 90,000. Coming up 385, I headed towards Pickens. And I hit every single light red in rush hour traffic sometime between 5 and 6 p.m. Carrying 90,000 pounds, 12 foot wide, through downtown Greenville. I hit every single light red from Interstate 385 until 183 crosses Highway 25. All those lights were red. Every single one of them. Speed up, slow down, speed up, slow down, speed up, slow down. That was aggravating. Mind you, it takes about 20 seconds just to reach 15 miles an hour at that point. And I went through all my gears. Low, 1, 2, 3, 4. Switch gears, high range. Finally, 15, 20 miles an hour. Traffic light changes. Back down. Stopped. Speed back up. That's my driving story. Aggravating. But for the most part, I enjoy my job. But those are the moments that test your patience. KJ4WZM. As soon as I hit my horn, he left, though. He didn't like that very much. He didn't want anybody looking at him.
Kind of people who will call in and say you're harassing them.
Gotcha. Does my station have a funny little sound on it? Yours does. And it's really bad. I think the repeater is acting up in a way I've never heard it act up before.
Reports tonight about some kind of signal. I've heard it on
microphone underneath a helicopter propeller as it speeds up. You get the wind noise off it. Like that. Like that. Right?
Evan Lucian, Evan J. was in tennis. This is my tape ball. I've been trying to get a Yagi one, but I've got a few more engineering on that one. So I don't know what I've changed that would be causing that. Apparently, it's just there even if I'm not talking. So I'm wondering if it's a repeater because I've heard things on other stations tonight.
And it's getting worse too. Everybody's sounding like this. I'm going to talk to Johnny about what's going on and see if he could possibly figure this out. KJ4WEM.
KRON, I'll be listening, but I wanted to throw that comment in. You need to protect yourself sometimes.
I should probably get me a dash cam someday, too, because right now I don't have one. But I've never been involved in a collision with another vehicle while driving yet. KJ4WVM. Please call. Have a missed anyone for check-ins or comments. Call KJ4WVM. My net report. QZM now securing the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, but thanks for checking in. All stations, when I return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73s, and good night.